For a third time this week, the Florida sun was shining on the Kennedy Space Center as the astronauts on the second space shuttle mission of the year were awakened to prepare for launch. When they got together in crew quarters Thursday evening, they all looked eager to begin their long-awaited flight to deploy the Chandra X-ray Observatory, the world's most powerful X-ray telescope. Leading the crew of Columbia is 42-year-old Eileen Collins, a U.S. Air Force colonel making her third trip to space. On this, her first space shuttle command, she becomes the first woman ever to fulfill that role. The pilot on this 26th flight of Columbia is 45-year-old Jeff Ashby, a U.S. Navy captain on his first trip to space. Making her second shuttle flight is Mission Specialist 1, Air Force Lieutenant Colonel and polymer chemist Katie Coleman. For Mission Specialist 2, Dr. Steve Hawley, STS-93 is his fifth mission. He was also part of the 1990 shuttle crew that deployed the Hubble Space Telescope, which, like Chandra, is a part of NASA's Great Observatories program. Mission Specialist 3 on this flight, Michel Tonini of the French Space Agency, is flying on the shuttle for the first time. But the French Air Force colonel completed a two-week mission to the space station Mir in 1992. Thursday evening, the five astronauts were cheered by friends and co-workers as they left the Kennedy Space Center crew quarters for the ride to Launch Pad 39B. There, Collins led her crewmates in taking their seats on board the orbiter. At T-minus 9 minutes, the countdown clock entered a planned hold, so mission managers could confirm that all systems were set to go. With no technical or weather issues this time around, Launch Director Ralph Rowe gave Collins the word that everything was ready.
Eileen, the weather's cooperating tonight. The launch team is ready to go.
Minutes later, the clock resumed its count down to launch time while the flight crew ran over their final checklists. Then they waited for the shuttle's main engines and solid rocket boosters to send them on their way.
5, 4, 3. We have a go for engine start. 0. We have booster ignition and liftoff of Columbia, reaching new heights for women in X-ray astronomy.
Roger, roll, Columbia, we're looking at.
Flight controllers in Houston determined that that reading was the result of a drop in voltage in one of the shuttle's fuel cells, accompanied by a loss of one controller in each of two main engines. But the second controller on each of those engines worked properly, and within minutes, the astronauts were on orbit, beginning work to deploy the Chandra Observatory.
We're ready to start the Chandra power-up.
And Columbia, you have a go for the Chandra power-up.
With that word from spacecraft communicator Scott Altman, Coleman threw the switches to power up the X-ray telescope. Then she and Tonini activated the satellite's communication system, and Chandra ground controllers at the Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory in Cambridge, Massachusetts, began to check out its systems. A bit later, Coleman and Tonini also assisted ground controllers at the Onizuka Air Station in Sunnyvale, California, conduct a checkout of Chandra's inertial upper stage booster. Coleman commanded the table holding the 45-foot-long telescope and its IUS to tilt up 29 degrees from horizontal, and flight controllers continued preparing the payload to begin its mission. By early Friday morning, just 7 hours after launch, spacecraft communicator Robert Kerbeam called the astronauts with the news they'd been waiting for.
Columbia, Houston, you are go for deploy.
And we copy a go for deploy.
The umbilicals connecting the telescope to the shuttle were released, and Coleman elevated the tilt table to 58 degrees. And then, with the shuttle's jets disabled, she activated the springs that pushed Chandra out of the payload bay, over the crew cabin, and into orbit to begin its 5-year mission of astronomical discovery. Collins confirmed the successful deployment.
Houston, we have a good deploy.
Hey, Roger, good deploy. Thanks for the words, Eileen.
Okay, and Chandra's on its way to open the eyes of X-ray astronomy to the world.
Minutes later, Collins fired Columbia's jets to increase its rate of separation from Chandra, and the astronauts watch the telescope move off on its own. An hour later, the inertial upper stage motor fired to push Chandra on toward its ultimate orbit, which it is expected to reach in about 7 days. While ground controllers saw to Chandra's on-orbit activation, the astronauts finished setting up housekeeping on board Columbia for the variety of other experiments to be conducted during the rest of their 5-day mission.